This is the FM Gold channel of All India Radio. In the program News Analysis, now we bring you a discussion on India-US collaboration for development in third world countries. The participants are Professor Gulshan Sachdeva of JNU and Simran Sodhi, journalist.
We are discussing the recent agreement reached between India and the United States. The Millennium Challenge Corporation is a government agency of the United States which has recently signed an agreement with the Development Partnership Administration of the Ministry of External Affairs. Under this agreement, both India and the US will work on grants which will fund country-led solutions for reducing poverty through sustainable economic growth in those very countries. Professor Sachdeva, if you could take our listeners through a slight background on how this functions on the field, how the partnership between India and the United States in this particular arena is a thrust to the foreign policy, and how this would help in expanding our goals in the world.
India has been active in this development cooperation activities for many, many decades. But in the last 15 years, I think these activities has really expanded in many areas. And the number has also increased. And India is doing actually these activities in three areas, I would say. One is these are lines of credit. And in the last 15 years, India has provided about 200 these lines of credit to 65 countries. And half of these lines of credits are actually in Africa. Second major area in which India is providing this kind of development cooperation is capacity building programs. Roughly about 10,000 officials and other people come from other developing countries to about 47 institutions in India, and they have about 250 major training programs. And the third major area is in which India is actually, these are grant assistance projects, which are being implemented, say for example, in Afghanistan, Nepal, Bhutan, Sri Lanka, later on also in Africa. The whole area has become a very important part of our foreign and security policy. This particular agreement which you have mentioned between DPA of the Ministry of External Affairs and the MCC, the US, which is an independent agency. Before that also there was an agreement in 2014 between DPA and the USAID. So this is what we call triangular cooperation, where two countries which provide development assistance, two third countries, work together. So here it means both India and United States would be working together in third countries, most probably in Africa and Asia. And in the last agreement which DPA had with USAID, they had clearly identified two areas, which was agriculture and women empowerment. This particular agreement is much more wider, so they can cover many areas and many sectors. So it means now we are expanding this whole development cooperation activities bilaterally, and at the same time also trying to work with other partners, not just only with the nations, but we have also working, say for example, with World Food Organization and also with the UNDP and other UN agencies. So India is somehow becoming important, significant player, not just only receiving aid, because 2013 was the year where India still in fact receive aid even now, but now we are providing more development assistance to other countries than actually we receive. In the last couple of years there are no consistent figures, but there are independent studies which have kind of tried to compile all these various activities which India has been doing, which would be somewhere between $2 to $3 billion every year. Means it could come somewhere about 10,000 to 15,000 crores every year. So, but you know, India does not call it a development assistance, because what we feel is that we are just kind of sharing development experience with some other developing countries. So that's why, in fact, this is development partnership. So this is a partnership of developing countries together, and now we are extending it to other countries which are traditional kind of providers.
Professor Sachdeva, if we look at India's outreach to the African nation, and we've seen after the successful hosting of the India-Africa Summit in India, India's outreach to the African continent as a whole has gone up. We had visits by the Prime Minister, the President, the Vice President to Africa. Also, a lot of people look at Africa as a place where both India and China are competing, whether it comes to building of the infrastructure or it is kind of a partnership where we are economically trying to strengthen the nations. from the grassroots level. How do you look at, one, India's outreach to Africa in terms of providing loans, in terms of sometimes training children there? We had the example of solar mamas in one of the African nations. So India is doing the outreach at various levels. How far successful do you think this is in the long term as an instrument of foreign policy for India?
Traditionally, our development activities were more concentrated in the neighborhood, mainly in South Asia, later on extended to Southeast Asia. But now in the last 10-15 years, these activities have also been extended to Africa, and particularly the more emphasis after India-Africa summits, you know, three summits we had. And the last summit, Prime Minister Modi announced about 10 billion aids in the next few years, which will be implemented in Africa. And most of the aid or most of the development activities in Africa is in the form of lines of credit so far. There are also grant assistance projects. And 60-70% of these lines of credits are in the area of infrastructure, railway infrastructure and other infrastructure areas. There is also a large component of grant, not just only soft loan, but there is also significant grant element into this. And China, as you have also rightly mentioned, China has also been active in a much more manner in Africa in this area. India does not really see as instrument of kind of influencing Africa, but most of these activities are in the kind of form of South-South cooperation. Because what perhaps we feel that it's not that we have plenty of resources for other developing countries, and we also have, you know, a lot of development issues in India itself. And there are also people who even raise sometimes question that if there are so much poverty, so much infrastructure problems within India itself, you know, why India is providing development assistance to other countries. It's basically sharing your own experience with other developing countries. And in the process, in fact, if you look at lines of credit compared to other Western nations, development cooperation activities from country like India are non-conditional. There are no conditions attached to this. We don't really subscribe that, you know, what particular kind of project they should be implementing. This is demand-based. So whatever the kind of project those countries ask, we provide assistance on those areas. But if you look at our lines of credit major projects, 70-80% of the project inputs have to be sourced from India. And India is not even shying about saying that, because it means there is also certain conditionality in that sense, because we are also trying to promote our own industry as well as business in those areas. But what perhaps it's not really a competition, because China has also implemented many infrastructure large projects in Africa. There is also in some countries there is also resentment against the way some of the Chinese projects have been implemented there. So India perhaps learned some of the lessons. India should not repeat the same kind of mistakes which China has did. And there is large development needs in African region. At the same time, that region is also fast growing region, which also provides a lot of economic opportunities for trade and investment. So I think there is a plenty of scope both for India and China to work in Africa. But there is, of course, some people say some kind of competition happening even in the area of development cooperation.
Professor Sachdeva, if we move from the African continent and focus on India's neighborhood, we've also had a major thrust these last few years on pursuing a policy which we are now calling the Neighborhood First Policy, which is basically giving an emphasis to our neighboring nations before we venture further out. We see Bhutan, for example. Bhutan is a major recipient of Indian grants, Indian aid, Indian assistance, or we can say a kind of a partnership, especially in the hydropower area. We also see Dhaka very close by. We see Afghanistan. If we were to start with Bhutan, how much of credit would you give to this certain decision of India that we will help Bhutan or we will partner with Bhutan in its economic development, being one of the major reasons for India-Bhutan to share a very warm and a very smooth relationship in the last so many decades?
India-Bhutan example of successful development cooperation project. Now, this is one country where India invested heavily in hydroelectric projects there, and we are the one who are actually buying most electricity from Bhutan. And in that sense, it's really a win-win situation for both the countries. You help developing a certain sector in that particular country, and then you also create market for them in your own large market here. So this is the kind of example which I think can be emulated in many other countries where both countries can really benefit. But of course, it can also have a different countries, you can have a different kind of examples.
Professor Sachdeva, if we were to look at countries like, for example, Nepal. Nepal is another country where India has been very generous in its help. We were one of the largest donors, or we were one of the first people to reach Nepal when the earthquake took place. But we also see that India-Nepal relations have had their own stress and strains despite India's generosity. In that sense, how much do you credit the fact that India has always been generous, we've given out assistance, aid, help when needed, but politically, does it reflect that?
That's true that, you know, development cooperation helps somehow improve your political relations between countries. But, you know, there are so many other dynamics which work. So you can't totally negate everything else which is happening with development cooperation, but this is just one of the components of building better relations with other countries. But over and all, what you can see, in large number of countries, wherever we have these development cooperation activities, our relations have improved. You look at, say, for example, Afghanistan, you look at Central Asia, you look at many African countries, look at even in our neighborhood. To some extent, this has helped improve our relations in those countries. But of course, there are so many other foreign policy strategic issues which also influence your bilateral relations.
If you look at Afghanistan, Afghanistan has been one place where India has done a lot of infrastructure development, and the US has also done it. So for India and the US to come together now to sign this MOU, which they did a day before, would you agree that Afghanistan is one example where both nations have contributed positively, and Afghanistan at the end of the day is the one that has benefited from this assistance or this help which has come from India and from the US?
Afghanistan is one country where there is a huge amount of development assistance which has come in the last 15 years. And in that sense, India's development assistance is only about 2 to 3 billion in that country. But for a non-traditional donor like India, this is still a very significant assistance. And some of the major development projects which India has implemented, whether it's a parliament building projects or Salma Dam projects or Jaraz Delaram road project or power transmission line project. So these are shining examples where in very difficult situations, Indians were able to implement those projects. And impact perhaps is much more than even many of the Western projects, because there was also, in fact, since these were implemented mainly by Indian agencies with the Indian engineers, so the cost of those projects were also relatively less. So it means the impact, even if we have, say, for example, 2 to 3 billion of development assistance in Afghanistan, impact of that perhaps would be much more than many of the Western countries, the kind of assistance there. That's why there's a lot of goodwill about India in Afghanistan. And this is one country, perhaps, where both India and the US could work together in some of those development projects, because they are also building certain infrastructure projects, they are also building health infrastructure, education, etc. So these are also some of the areas where our project, our activities are involved. So maybe these kind of MOUs which we have signed, say for example with the US, maybe in future in country like Afghanistan where both foreign policy coincide and you are working in the similar areas, there is a possibility that India and US could work in many of these countries together.
In Dhaka recently we saw the Chinese president visited Xi Jinping, and he waved off a lot of credit towards Dhaka which went up to billions, and a lot of people compare it with what India provides. In terms of numbers, China can always do more. Does that somewhere dampen our spirit?
Whenever it comes to China, now both India and China are growing in the same area. So there is always certain amount of competition, certain amount of conflict is bound to happen. Now China, of course, is one of the larger trading partners of many of those countries in our neighborhood. So China is also actually building a lot of infrastructural projects. We look at the whole, including the China-Pakistan Economic Corridor and many other One Belt, One Road projects. Now India obviously cannot match the kind of infrastructure projects, say for example, which China is building in some of these areas, because there are also requirements are more, because China also is one of the major trading partners. They also need more infrastructure to connect to some of these economies. But I think India is also building wherever it is required, wherever it is useful, both for India as well as for the partner country. You look at our projects, some of our projects, even in Bangladesh, in Sri Lanka, and also now Iran, is of course, is not really a development project, it's more of a commercial project. Both India and China will continue to work in this area, not just only in our neighborhood and in Asia, but also in many other parts of the world. But I think there is also a lot of scope where both India and China, because they are also working together in some of those issues within BRICS, maybe within the SCO when India become full member of that organization, maybe India and China start working together.
Thank you.
You are listening to a discussion on India-US collaboration for development in third world countries. The participants were Professor Gulshan Sachdeva of JNU and Simran Sodhi, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of All India Radio. This program is also available on our website, newsonair.nic.in. You may email your opinion about this program at airnsdtalks@gmail.com.